This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Don't miss your window of opportunity. Upgrade your space now during Blinds.com's anniversary sale and save up to 50% site-wide. Blinds.com. Elevate your windows with the number one online retailer of custom window treatments. Blinds.com offers hundreds of premium window treatment options. Choose from woven wood and Roman shades to blinds, motorized shades, and more. All designed to fit your budget without sacrificing quality. Blinds.com brings the showroom to you with free virtual consultations and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Our design experts can help schedule a professional measure and installation, plus guidance for DIYers too. Blinds.com has been trusted for 29 years, earning thousands of five-star reviews. Shop with confidence, knowing you'll get upfront pricing, no hidden fees, and Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. But hurry, these savings won't last. Shop Blinds.com's anniversary sale happening right now for up to 50% off site-wide. Save up to 50% site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. It's Fish, Cakes, EB, and JP. And joining us right now on the Rude Guest Hotline, Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV, is Randolph Childress, now an analyst for the ACC Network. But he's just a couple years younger than us, played at Flint Hill, went to Wake. He's been named one of the top 50 players in ACC history, played in the NBA a while, and now, of course, an analyst on the ACC Network. What's up, Randolph?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, what's good up, morning. Man?
He was an absolute beast.
He was a stud. We were just talking about
never live that down.
We're just talking about your Flint Hill squad when you had Aaron Bain and George Lynch and Corey Alexander and you. I mean, that's ridiculous. Oh, by the way, I got to give a shout out to Andre Jones, our friend Andre Jones, and Curtis Malone, because they helped me put me in touch with you. So there's their shout out.
All right.
There we go.
All right. So, Randolph, let's talk ACC first here, man. I know you just did the Clemson-Virginia game over the weekend, and Clemson, I think, is legit. They got to be one of the older teams in the country. They did beat Duke. Duke's only lost in the conference. Give me your take on the ACC right now. It's not a strong conference. I get it. But up top, though, with Duke probably going to be a one seed, Clemson could be a two, maybe a three. Just give me your thoughts on the ACC in general, especially up top.
I think those three teams are strong, and I think they'll, you know, meaning Louisville, Clemson, and Duke. I mean, Duke has provided health. If Duke can just get healthy, you know, Proctor being out right now, and I think he'll return. And what is Malik Brown? I mean, what he's his versatility and what he brings to that team defensively, you know, is one of the reasons they're favored. You know, they're one of the teams that we think could be a national champion. So if they're healthy, and that's a big if, coming down the season with two starters that are not in the lineup right now. They played Wake Forest tonight at home, and, you know, it was a desperate game for Wake. So that's the only thing I think that's kind of we're questioning with Duke right now is the health of that team. Louisville has just been – I think they've been outstanding. Biggest surprise, I think Pat Kelsey will win National Coach of the Year. I'd be surprised if him or Dusty May that win that award. Just fun to watch, defensively tough. But I think the team that nationally that no one's talking about is the Clemson Tigers. I think this team's – I had them – again, we talked about that Saturday morning.
Right.
Balance, really experience. If they can get Victor Larkin playing well the way he played against Duke, and the way he's played at home on the road. And I think the other guys, Chauncey Wiggins with them, is if he can just turn his motor on and leave it on. Clemson made it an elite eight run last year. They have the depth and the talent again to make another run and could be one of those sleeper teams that I think that could beat. That wouldn't surprise me if they ended up in San Antonio.
Randolph, if the Wizards get lucky in the NBA draft lottery and get the number one pick, I mean, they've got a good shot at it at this point and are able to select Cooper Flagg from Duke. Talk about the sort of player that they'll be getting. I mean, he leads Duke in points, rebounds, assists, and steals. He looks like overwhelmingly the number one overall pick. What would the Wizards be getting if Flagg winds up here?
You know what he is? He's a throwback guy in the sense of he's not your modern jack a ton of threes. I mean, he's super competitive. You get a guy that will he'll get better and better. And you probably will need to surround him with guys like that. He won't accept losing. I think he's a guy that when he comes in, there's a lot of veteran guys. Even with Sar that's there now, he'll compliment guys like that. He'll make those guys better. He's 18 years old. And he's constantly improving. He's made a significant jump from this year, the beginning to what he is now. You need more than one guy. Like, I don't think he's – like, sometimes with him, I think generational talent is being thrown around. You hear that word thrown around a lot with him. I think generational talent is more like a Victor Wembanyama, more like, maybe a Kevin Durant or even a LeBron James, like just something we haven't seen before. But what he brings, without question, he's a talented player. He's a super competitive kid. He's fun to watch, and hopefully they're fortunate enough. I'm cheering for the Wizards. It seems like in my lifetime, they just have not been a very good team. And so
that's accurate.
No one knows that better than you guys, right? Yeah. And I've often wondered that. I've often asked that. I've often wondered, and I've been cheering for the Wizards for quite some time. And we just seem to can't get it right and get it to a championship level. And I've never understood it because, you know, D.C. is such a great city. I just wonder why we can't get free agents. And, you know, you never know what's going on and why, you know, that hasn't happened yet. But in my lifetime, and like I said, I'm 52 years old, and it's been a while. It's been a long time.
Do you live in the D.C. area or down in Charlotte?
No, I live in North Carolina. I haven't moved. When I moved away, I would never move back for the traffic. I love it there. My family's still there. My best friends, my brother, my everybody's still there. I got a ton of family still there. But you guys can have it. My money spends a little better in North Carolina. I like the weather. Like, this is a nice 60-degree day here today. I got to watch some film, and then I'm gonna go to the range or something like that this afternoon. So
smart.
That and the traffic, I can deal with that. The South a little bit better.
I hear you. All right, so let's switch off the ACC and talk about the Terps. They get a win over Penn State on Saturday, early game, early tip. Penn State, not a good record, but every time teams go to Penn State, it just seems like they play them tough. Maryland comes away with a 4-point win after how bad they were offensively against Michigan State. I'm thinking 5 seed. Maybe that's too high. I don't know. Your thoughts on that? Derek Queen, who had 23 and 6 boards and 4 steals in this game against Penn State. The problem with Maryland is, and I know you know this, Randolph, they have 0 bench. They literally get no production off the bench.
And I think ultimately that'll be their downfall. It's not doing that, but that's top five is scary. And if they can get any production from their bench, as you just mentioned, they didn't get any points from their bench this weekend. And it's hard when you play, you know, when your starting five plays 30 minutes a game. But listen, this is a year for the Terps. They needed to have it, and credit to Coach Willard and these guys and his staff for getting it done. They'll be a top five seed. They'll be with a freshman like Derek Queen. He's been fun to watch. I had a chance of calling his game in the Jordan Brand game. When you see his talent, he just knows how to play. He just doesn't fit what people are talking about because he's not a high-flying guy. He's not an above-the-rim athlete. But he knows what he is, and he knows how to play the game. And as his jump shot improves, he'll be a heck of a player.
Mm-hmm.
But he's fun to watch. And I think that with their big hand, Julian Reese inside it, with the backcourt of Rice and Gillespie and Miguel, these guys will be they'll do well. I expect them to win a game or two. It'll be great to see them. Like, I'm always cheering for those guys. Between those guys and Georgetown, I'm always just home for me. So I'm always cheering for them. I would like to have seen Cooley with a healthy roster to see what he could have done with that group. I think next year will be a big step for them. I think next year Georgetown will have the type of year that Maryland has had this past year. So I think things are boding well for the home team.
Okay. Curious, going back to when you were recruited out of high school and you seemed to be such a big fan of Maryland and yes. Georgetown, why'd you end up where you did, and did the locals go after you hard?
You know what? For me, growing up there, it was Georgetown and Maryland. We're in my Final Five. Ultimately, Charles Harrison, shout out to Charlie Moe. He's no longer with us, but he was my childhood basketball. He was my guy. He's my closest friend at the time. And we played. He went to Curl, ended up going to Curl as I went to Flint Hill. And he commits to Georgetown. Mm. And that was kind of, you know how scholarships are. They want one point guard. Charlie Moe goes there. Charles Harrison goes there. So when he goes there, I was leaning toward going to Maryland. There was a bunch of us talking about going to Maryland at the time. And I remember the all-Met group of guys at that time, Dickie Simpkins and Mike Smith and a few of us were entertaining it. And then that was the year that Will Wade and they went on probation. So I was really considering it. Will Wade called me. Gary Williams comes in and he calls Stu Vetter and they get me on the phone and he says, "Hey, we're banned from TV for 2 years. I think you got a chance at making it. And I don't think Maryland would be the right fit for you." Mm. And so it was just like, okay, so that was out of your question. And in going to Flint Hill, academically, my grades just shot through the roof. And I thought, hey, if I wanted to do well in school, I needed to go to a smaller school. So Maryland and Georgetown were my Final Five, and then it was North Carolina. And then it was Wake Forest because it was the smallest school in the ACC. And then it was Seton Hall because it was the smallest school in the Big East. And at that time, this is the old Big East. And I just thought academically I'd be able to graduate at that time. We didn't think about, you know, the one and done and any of that stuff. That wasn't even in our mind back then. We were just happy to be the first person to go to college in your family and graduate. So, and I chose Wake. It just fit between those two. I wanted to get away from home at that time, to be honest, and Wake was drivable. Seton Hall in Jersey was drivable for my family, and, you know, the rest is history.
So that's Bob Wade. Will Wade, also shady, both of them.
I'm sorry.
No, it's all good.
Bob, you're right. Bob Wade.
You're just thinking NCAA infractions and confusing. What kind of NIL money do you think you and Tim Duncan would have made together?
Millions.
Gosh. Thanks for correcting me on that. I'm sitting here laughing, talking about Bob Wade, Will Wade. Yeah, I couldn't even imagine. I'll tell you what I do know. I know I wouldn't have finished my career at Wake Forest. I don't think that would have happened. I would have bounced.
You
would have
ended up to the SEC.
In today's time, yes. Yeah. Back then, it could have been Big East. It could have been, you know, ACC as well. This thing is changing. This game is evolving and changing at a rate that. So I don't know who's going to police this. If we don't get some really like the federal government doesn't get involved in this, I don't know where this is going. It's tough for everyone. I mean, free agency part of it. I got a call yesterday, guys, from a school, from a player that has transferred a couple of times, not four, but he's transferred a couple of times. And they're asking me to call a young man so he can graduate from school. And, like, that's the part of it that's getting lost in all of this as well. I mean, I know it's a lot of money for a kid, but these kids are 19, 20, 21 years old, some a little bit older. They have no idea that when they get to our age, most of them will not do anything with that money that's going to benefit them when they get older. Right. And for some of them, this is the most money they'll ever make. And it's unfortunate, and they're not graduating. You know, they're not graduating, and that's going to come back and bite a lot of these kids in the behind. And I wish their parents would understand that. They should and help some of these kids make the decisions. You got to get the money, and I'm all for it, but you got to make sure that they do at least graduate from school because this is free agency right now. Like this is the best job right now in the world is athletically is being a college athlete,
right?
Because there's no, most of them are not locked into deals. You're a free agent. And every year I get to say, all right, you know, today's price isn't, you know, yesterday's price. Hey, pay me.
Yeah. Do you think that they'll come down and max out the transfer rule? So you can transfer 1 year. All right, you can go anywhere in the country, and you can play the next year. Once you transfer the second time, you got to sit out a year. Do you think that would help?
I actually asked this question to Baker, you know, and I said, hey, we had a seminar with ESPN, and it was right before the college basketball season. And I thought one thing that would help, a quick fix, would be adding the rule that we had before. If you're in school as a junior, then I felt as though if you transfer out your junior year, if you graduated in 3 years, you're free to play and go in 1 year. If you transfer as a junior, then they should, if they're not graduating, then they should sit out. That right. way, that school gets them for 2 years, and you can graduate. You can't transfer into a school and get a degree in 1 year. Like who does? Like, no institution is allowing you to do that. And so when you see these kids transferring every year, it's happening at an alarming rate for some of these kids. And we all know once you get into the real world and you got bills to play, taking a full year off to go back to school, how many of us are afforded an opportunity like that where we can do something like that, even if we wanted to?
Yeah.
And that's a big deal. That's the issue that I have with that. And it's just a lot. Yeah. It is really a lot, and I don't know what they can do.
I mean, when you look at just the rosters, especially in the SEC, I mean, the fact that some of these kids are on their third school in 3 years, I mean, it just makes it harder to follow because you kind of lose track of where they are until maybe, you know, March Madness comes along and conference tournaments. But I would totally agree with you. They got to change something there. Hey, real quick before we let you go. We didn't get to the SEC. The Tennessee-Bama finish was unbelievable with the half-court shot winning at the buzzer. Can anybody beat Auburn? That's the question. How is Auburn beat in the tournament?
They've got to be the favorite, right? I don't know how. I think they're the most complete team in college basketball. They are. Couldn't they lose one game? They could.
Of course, yeah.
I don't know who beats them. Even a team like Duke, I think defensively is on par with them. They did beat them in Cameron. The guard play out with shift toward Alabama, I think. As much as I enjoy watching Duke, I think both of those teams, and right now we talked about Duke being a little banged up. I don't know. Auburn this year reminds me of UConn the last 2 years.
Wow.
They just look like the best team in college basketball. They've been able to dominate, even in losing Jannai Brumman, you know, for a little while. That team is deep. They're well coached. They're guard play front line. They have everything that you need. And honestly, I don't know, unless it's a Duke. There's only like six, seven teams I think can win it, and they're one of them. But they're at the top of the list by far.
Talking to Randolph Childress, now ACC Network analyst. Hey, can we do a little rapid fire? I'm fascinated by some of the guys you played with in the NBA. You were with the Blazers for a couple years. Just first thing that pops into your head when I throw in these names. You played with Kenny Anderson.
Wow. Kenny came in late. It was fun playing with Kenny. It was different than Ross Strickland. So Ross Strickland was my guide, and Kenny came in. But obviously a great player. It was fun to play with Kenny.
How about Rasheed Wallace?
I've known Rasheed since college, so it's been funny. But we're close to this day. I different personality for me. I don't get the, you know, the perception of him. Just a stand-up guy, one of the best guys you'll ever meet.
J.R. Ryder.
Oh, wow.
What's he doing now?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapper jacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient. Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
He is, I haven't seen JR in a while, but was in one of the funniest stories, if you let me tell you the funniest story, yeah. I got to tell you this about JR. I know it, but so if you know how JR was, he was an interesting character back in the day. So mm-hmm. We're in the locker room and PJ Colissimo is the coach and the game starts at 7:30. So we meet at 7:30, then we get ready to go out for the game. And we're sitting there when you come in the locker room at the time, the way the locker room was important, you were at the end and PJ was at the other end of the room and chalkboard writing stuff up. So at 7:30, being late was just normal. You know, it wasn't as televised as it is now. So JR comes in at 7:00.
Mm-hmm.
He's walking in and PJ's in the middle of talking to the team, getting us ready to go out, warm up. And he looked, the door opens, everybody looks. And no one says a word. And JR walks past everybody. He has shopping bags in his hands. He's got like Saks Fifth Avenue. He's got all these shopping bags. He went shopping right before the game, and he's walking in. He drops his bag, and PJ looks at him. He goes, "JR, man, I mean, it's 7:00, dude. What the hell?" Gets dressed, and then PJ doesn't start it, but he still goes out and has like 25, 26. It was the funniest thing in the world. But that's how I think of JR. Like, he was just funny, and, you know, things happened back then that, you know, everyone didn't know about. We didn't live in social media time, so it was hilarious to see.
That is funny.
He was a great player.
That is funny.
20 a night.
All right, man, we got to let you go. Hey, fantastic conversation, great insight, great stories. Let's try and get you on again before the brackets come out, if that's possible.
That was good, guys.
Yep. All right, thank you.
Thanks, Randall.
Thank you, appreciate it.
You're the man, bro.
All right, good.
See you, buddy.
Randolph Childress.
He's great.
He was great, great college basketball player.
No, 100%. He was an absolute stud.
ACC tournament.
He's before your time,
though,
I'm sure I didn't watch Wake Forest in 95.
Well, you were a kid, right? How old were you?
Dude, I was watching Terps with an X-ray hip, and Johnny
He's
Rhodes were going
think.
Up against Tim Duncan. And
he's been around a while.
Oh, yeah. I've been around
X-ray
a block.
Hip.
He's an old soul. I know that.
I believe X-ray hip became a Globetrotter.
He did
didn't
for a while.
He was a Harlem Globetrotter.
It's a paycheck.
Do you remember that? Maryland 5, Dwayne Simpkins, Johnny Rhodes, X-ray hip, Joe Smith. And Keith Booth.
Yep.
That's
pretty good. Good memory. Yeah. Hey, I played one-on-one against Johnny Rhodes for a bit for Junk's TV.
I'm guessing Johnny Rhodes got the better of you.
Oh, it was almost impossible to get my shot off.
Of course.
Almost impossible. All right. We'll take a break. Coming up next, we've been talking a lot about Deebo Samuel. Does the move improve their odds of getting to the Super Bowl? 800-636-1067. We're the Junkies. Coming right back.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omisid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omisid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.